Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is Monday. It's August 29th. It's 2016. And we're here to talk about everything that affects you and your buckos and all points in between. We will do the markets, the election, the economy, Colin Kaepernick, Anthony Weiner, and scams, shams, corruption, deficits, debt, and all that other stuff together. Hope you had a good weekend. In case you don't know, next Monday is Labor Day. We will be off. Actually, it'll be the best of Gary. Next Tuesday. By the way, we'll do the market wrap in the next segment. I got a lot of things on my mind. First off, next Tuesday, Neil Cavuto is back. He'll be back for Coast to Coast at noon on Fox Business Network and Your World on Fox News at 4 p.m. And every Saturday, Cavuto on Business, which I have the honor of being on at 10:30 a.m. Neil has been afflicted with multiple sclerosis for a very long time. Had cancer, and now he had open-heart surgery in June. I believe it was June. After 3 months of recuperating, he is back, and I am absolutely thrilled. I loved him before I even got the call from Fox to even appear on there. I remember his first days, I believe it was FNN, as a young pup. And he, without a doubt, in my mind, greatest journalist on this planet. And I mean that. Not business, journalist. So we are so happy that Neil is coming back. Next. This is not e-entertainment. This is not entertainment tonight. But as you know, we talk about our favorite music. We talk about our favorite movies. But not often. One of my favorites to watch was Gene Wilder because he was in two of my favorite movies. Young Frankenstein, Blazing Saddles, both Mel Brooks. Gene Wilder passed away at the age of 83. I had no idea he had Alzheimer's, and I guess it got really bad. I'm getting old. That's what it tells me. Great. Go watch Blazing. The biggest laugh I've ever had in my life was the first time I ever saw the campfire scene while they were eating beans in Blazing Saddles. Biggest laugh I have ever had in my life was that scene, the first time I saw it. Anyway, so some good news, some not so good news. We really believe that a lot of things are interconnected. We have $20 trillion of debt. We need central banks to print trillions of dollars. keep rates at zero, go negative rates, buy up markets to keep things going and keep things going higher. Deficits as far as the eyes can see. Media not doing their job. And I could sit here for hours and hours explaining to you the things that I feel on what's wrong. What's right is us. The fact that we all strive to be better every day, do better every day for our family, ourselves. We really all want the best. I think we all care that everybody does well. And of course, yeah, you know, there's the outliers and stuff like that. I believe the enemy is them. I really do believe the enemy is Washington. I believe they become corrupt so easy. That's how you get the debt deficits, the cronyism, the Clinton Foundation, the Denny Hastert's on the Republic. I could just sit here. I can fill the show 400 times over. And I was thinking about Colin Kaepernick today, and I received 50 emails, Gary, what do you think? So I figured I'd talk about it. It has nothing to do with stock markets or bond markets. And really kind of does not have much to do with money, except some of the reaction. You see, Colin Kaepernick has the right to be an ass clown if he wants to. He has the right to say, I hate the military. He has the right to say he hates the police, even though he has not said that. Everybody has that right in this country. You know, if you go to North Korea and you say something bad about the dude who runs the place there, you're dead. You die. Go to Cuba and talk bad about Castro. You're not going to be seen again. Or the dude in Venezuela. I know China has their issues. So Colin Kaepernick can whine and complain all he wants. He gets to say what he wants. And I respect his right to. You know, I've debated people on TV. I debated this guy on TV. His name's David Sirota. I remember his name. I've never met him. Don't know him well. He said we need 90% tax rates. And I debated him. He treated me like dirt. I treated him with respect. He wants 90% tax rates. He said that since I don't want 90% tax rates, I'm just not patriotic. So where am I going with this? Well, it's interesting to me that we have people making up stories about hands up, don't shoot, for the Ferguson case. And what I consider to be an absolute lie and an unjust indictment of our police officers. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. Of course, there are some bad ones. And of course, there are bad seeds in any industry out there. And it's unfortunate. But to use one or two or five, when you have millions and millions and millions of men and women hours protecting us on a daily basis. Millions and millions and millions and millions and millions protecting the inner cities as best as can. Protecting us on the highways, at the airports. Everywhere they're protecting us. And nobody wants to get past. And by the way, I think something should be done if it's systemic. But I was thinking today that the NFL is kind of, okay, San Francisco team, he has a right. But when the Dallas Cowboys wanted to put a sticker on their helmets this season to honor the five police officers killed in Dallas, you remember that? The NFL turned them down. Today, ESPN, I watched today. I could not find one anchor, opinionator, whatever, blasting Kaepernick. They all took his side. And I'm thinking to myself, are they all in the same little classroom being told what to say? And I bring this up because there's such, I don't know what you call it these days, but I think we've gotten to this point because of them. I'm out there in this world. I have friends. I have a lot of people that email me and talk to me. I'm walking elevators and people say, hi, saw you on TV Saturday. I'm sorry, I don't know many racist people out there. And of course, I'm sure that I'm a Jew. Do you know how many emails I get with the word that starts with a K sent to me? Zillions. I'm just letting you know, this whole upside down, politically correct, weird movement that's out there is scaring the hell out of me, not just in markets, not just in Washington, but outside. You can't put a sticker on a helmet for the police, but let the dude sit there and disrespect this country's anthem. Something wrong here. Agree or disagree? You can email me. Up next, a little bit more on this, then we'll hit the markets big. I got lots to talk about. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. What the heck does Colin Kaepernick have to do with investors? Well, again, it's my bigger point that I did not hear anybody say what I just said to you on this show today, anywhere in the media. I may have missed it. I didn't hear one person say this man's argument is full of crap. Full of crap. You all take just a step back for a second. Let's think about our police. What do? When they walk out the door, they are risking their lives at all times in the protection and our safety for not a lot of money. That's what they do. And if a police officer works a 50-hour week, why don't you times that by 50? Let's say 50 weeks, 2 weeks off, 2,500 hours, right? Of risking life. Some tougher risking life than others. Yet this man Kaepernick decided to highlight the couple of bad. In my world, we call them bullcrap artists. Now, I'm not black. I am not a person of color. I cannot live what they live. And I can't even say I understand. But I can read numbers. 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 This country is safe because of these men and women. Not the other way around. So I'll respect Colin Kaepernick's right. I don't respect ESPN, and I don't respect the media for covering up the truth. The real truth. That's out there every minute of every day. And if somebody was robbing Colin Kaepernick's house tonight and came in with a gun, he'd be calling the police. Wouldn't he? We're at $20 trillion of debt. Corruption all over the place. We may be electing a president that in plain sight, massive corruption, all because the real thing ain't covered. The media is lying on their arse with their paws in the air, tails wagging, tongues wagging, lapdogs for politically correct BS. I want one of you to argue with me that the police don't do a damn good job and protect us as best as they can. And let's compare the millions and millions and millions of millions of man hours a year versus what this guy's complaining about. While he collects his $19 million this year riding the pine, and while he was fined $10,000 last year for using the N-word against another football player last year. Just my two cents. Lastly, and then we're in the markets. Anthony Weiner, what is the matter with you? Oh my goodness gracious. What is the matter with people? I don't even know what to say. He got two chances when he shouldn't have gotten none. And he's got a kid. And he takes one of these pics with his kid sitting next, a five-year-old kid in bed. And now his wife leaves him. Anyway, it almost compares to John Edwards. Remember him? Remember him? In an interview, when, you know, he was cheating on his wife and he had a kid with this other woman. And his wife had cancer at the time when he was cheating on her. And he was asked in an interview, you know, your wife had cancer when you were cheating on her. And you know what he says? Well, she was in remission. He actually said that. Don't you love people? Now, I promised you big markets, and that's what we're going to do. I just, all these things that I'm watching, it's like a bizarro world, ladies and gentlemen. It is bizarro to me to be reading these things, and I can go on and on about these other things. Oh, my goodness gracious. It's the weirdening of this world or this country. All right. Thank you, Mr. Producer, for putting up with me. Let's do today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. So we go from the wiener to the markets. Dow 107, S&P 11, NASDAQ 13, NASDAQ 107, NASDAQ 100 faded today. I think the Dow was up 130 at one time. Russell 2000 up 7, transports 35. The SOX was up 2. Advanced declines, good. Up, down, volume, good. New highs, okay, you know. In the Dow today, IBM, $1.40. Kind of, sort of, right off the 50-day. 3M, $1, right off the 50-day. Travelers, I think, right off the 50-day. So just remember what we tell you here. In a market that wants to hold or get going, pullbacks will be contained in and around the 50-day moving average. Simple as that. And you can see Travelers TRV with their minus 13% earnings acting very nice and tight right off the 50-day today, and that bounced, as I said. IBM and the Dow right off the 50-day today with their 23% drop in earnings. Get the hint? So just letting you know some of that was going on today. That's for starters. On top of that, better action again in the financials off the little breakout on Friday we told you about, even though they came in a little bit today, but the financials have a bid here. I can go into, oh, they're saying the Fed's going to raise rates in September, and that's why financials are going up, because their margins expand. What if they don't? I mean, that's what we're dealing with here, the decision-making of these nutcases, which is like in 2 or 3 weeks. So that's the start. The rest of the show, I will do this, that, and the other thing on the markets, and I do have a lot to say. Very specific, very pointed. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. If I had friends, they would tell you I'm a nice guy. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Odds are half of you have gum disease. Nearly 50% of adults 30 and up have some form of periodontal disease, with that number spiking to 65% in adults over 65. A survey from the American Academy of Periodontology, or AAP, shows more than a third of Americans would rather do something unpleasant rather than floss, like washing dirty dishes. Dr. Rebecca Levine, periodontist of Lake Havasu City, Arizona, says why a visit to a periodontist should be on your radar.
Gums are the foundation for healthy teeth and an important part of a spectacular smile. Red or swollen gums, bleeding when flossing, receding gums, and bad breath are signs of periodontal disease and should be evaluated by a periodontist.
But there's good news, Dr. Levine.
Brushing twice a day, regular flossing, and an annual comprehensive periodontal evaluation by a periodontist will help keep your gums and your smile in good shape.
So love the gums you're with and visit gumbler.org. That's G-U-M-B-L-R.org to find a periodontist, learn more, and take an interactive quiz.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
biztalkradio.com.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you are all doing well. All right, so let's start. As we mentioned, the financials. And if you look at this little XLF, broke above this little resistance around low 24, closed at 24.32, up 21 cents. It's still a percent, but you can see how nice and tight it was. Bank America, which had that little pivot at 15.25, is 15.84. You can see Citigroup's kind of edge, but let me repeat about financials. They have never led the market in this whole time. So I'm not sure. Just letting you know, that helped a little bit. Gold. Silver, no changes there in that under pressure. We don't believe, this is our thought, that they're out of the overall bull market. We believe this is an intermediate term correction, price and time. The gold stocks have been doing it now for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 8 weeks. Gold is now acting better than the stocks. Remember, for a long while, the stocks acted better than the metal. It's now changed, which tells you it's probably going to stay under pressure for now. And again, we would just not do much this second. The real estate and the utilities, again, we don't think the end of the world's coming. We just think they're done for now. That's all. That's all we're saying. And since we said that about 4 weeks ago, the utilities have gone back to where they were back in March. And you just wait it out. Nothing wrong. I don't think the world's ending. They're defensive. And the other part of the equation is, with them, they are interest rate sensitive. I think the bond market's okay here. I hear a lot of people calling for destruction in the near term, and we're not seeing it just yet. If you look at the, I'll give you a symbol. TLT, Tom, Larry, Tom, looks constructive. The only way you get real worried has to break 137, close at 140 and a quarter. And it looks like it wants to go higher, which means yields lower on the government bonds. And of course, that has to do with the fact that governments are buying up their government bonds and corporate bonds and this bond and that bond. And there is no doubt in my mind that's where the bubble is, but that'll be for another day. How's that? We also mentioned on Friday, we were on Friday, some of the glamour names were setting up to move higher. Facebook, nice little breakout today. Let's see if it continues. It's been sitting very nice and tight for a few weeks, and you just had to wait for it to start moving out. You got a little bit of that. Amazon had a good day Friday. Need some volume to kick out of this range here, but you can see nice and tight reaction, no complaints whatsoever. Google, a little less so, but you can see nice and tight over the last 4 weeks after gapping up. Priceline, nice and tight over the last 4 weeks, just needs to move above that 1,400 and something range. Again, very nice and tight. That IPO, ACIA, Axwell pulled back to 100, rallied up to 113 quickly. This is a high beta name, just be careful for your play. I'm only hoping they announce a secondary or the market gets squashed for a little bit so we can get a better opportunity. I don't know if you're going to get it right now. Also remember what we told you Friday. We're at the end of month this week. Next 2 days, end of month. And, of course, then we head into September. Now, I'm hearing from a lot of bears that September is going to be really bad. No, really. I don't believe it. Okay? They said August was going to be really bad. They said July is going to be really bad. Okay? If the market's going to be really bad, let's have one big down day first to tell us that there's some trouble. Now, the one thing that has stuck out for me a little bit, you had a bunch of failed moves to the upside last week. Never want to see that, but better today. Better today. Now, I also want to address something that I heard, and maybe you heard too, that the market is telegraphing that earnings are going to get better. They better. How's that? They had better get better, because if they don't, and the market keeps going higher, that simply means valuations are getting more and more stretched. And you know what we think about the eventual comeuppance. I also heard somebody say that they think it's the start of a new bull market. I don't believe that. That's my guess. Of course, it doesn't matter what I think on that. As long as the market acts well and things show up, terrific. And if it is the start of a new bull market, that'd be great. But I don't think I've ever seen the start of a new bull market with a multiple of 24 in earnings declining. So stay tuned. Again, and we pull no punches on this. We believe 90% of this market move is central bank intervention. We believe every asset price, every data point, every economic statistic is based off the most maniacal, unbelievable, gargantuan, massive Goliath printing press in the history of time, brought to you by a bunch of ex-tenured professors that couldn't sell lemon in a lemonade stand. They'd probably lose the lemons. But we deal with it, if it's okay with you. Movers of the day. See if we can flush anything out on that. TransDigm, TDG. Sets up well. Looks like it wants to move out again. No complaints. Not big moves. How's that? Not big movers today. Some Pioneer Natural Resources, oils, even though oil prices were down, oils were decent today. Better action in the REITs today. They needed to bounce. I'm just looking at things. Panera. Panera looks like it may want to break out here. PNRA. Numbers aren't that great. Herbalife up almost 3. There's a whole big soap opera going on there. BlackRock, one of the financials that acts well. Break above 376 would be very bullish for BlackRock, BLK. That's really about it. My goodness, I thought there'd be more on the upside today. Not as good as I thought. On the downside, Tesla down 5. Tesla breaks the 50 and I believe the 200-day moving average, 23 relative strength. You mean when you lose $1.06 a share, the stock could go down? Let me tell you my belief on Tesla. They lose $20,000 a car. You got that? If they were selling pipes, stock would be $50, not 200 and something. That's how ridiculous the valuation is as far as I'm concerned. Remember, economics 101. You make something for a dollar, you sell it for $1.02. You don't sell it for 80 cents. And that's what they're doing. It's about as ridiculous can be. I'll leave it at that and let you decide. I would not be touching the stock right now. It's actually breaking down in a market where not a lot of things are breaking down. NetTees down 4, strong name, just pulling back. Regeneron down 3. Biotechs continue to act kind of poorly here. AutoZone, Biogen, that's about it. I did need to mention the biotechs and the healthcare. As you know, they got cheesed just recently on that whole EpiPen deal. They're still not up to snuff just yet. I'll let you know if it turns. And by the way, Mylan came out and they basically did everything I said they do the day of this happening when I was on TV and said, well, they'll be lowering prices. You know why? Because they know they're in the crosshairs. So I believe they came out today and said something about they're coming out with a generic EpiPen for half the price. So let me get this straight. You're a company that manufactures a product, and you're going to compete with yourself by coming out with a generic, which is basically the product anyhow, and do it at half the price? That's what is known as engineering of the marketing. Anyway, they gouged. That's all it was. They gouged till they were caught. That's capitalism for you. Raise prices, raise prices, raise prices. They keep paying, they keep paying. Oops. Oops. That's all. And now capitalism is going to bring that price down. And this happens very often in different corners of the universe. Up next, more on this, that, and the other thing, and whatever else. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows that by the foot, there's no better ride than an old station wagon. Room for six people facing forward, two people facing backward, and a whole lot of luggage, lumber, and bicycles haphazardly strapped to the roof. If you can parallel park that beast, you can park anything. And with some quality parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your land ship running longer, stronger. It's not obsolete. It's a rare treasure. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975.
800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Here's George Foreman with InVet Health.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at Invent Help.
Call Invent Help today for free information. Invent Help has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. Invent Help can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call Invent Help today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put Invent Help in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Dun 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 dun. I am very excited for October 4th. I'll be seeing ARW, which is, yes, without Chris Squire and Steve Howe, but what can you do? Do the best we can. All right, I wanted to do something today I haven't done in ages. Okay? And let's talk about sentiment of markets. What the heck is that, Gary? Well, it's important because we keep sentiment readings. It's how the masses feel about markets. And when sentiment goes to extremes, real extremes, it's not a pinpoint indicator. So in other words, it does not mean the market has to turn immediately, but it's just something to put into the file manager. And it simply means when everybody is bullish, when the numbers are off the charts bullish, it usually means that everybody's already in and everybody's already bought, and it's time for the market to turn. When everybody's bearish, when everybody's coughing it up, when everybody's sick to their stomach, you usually mean everybody's sold out and it's getting close to turning up. And there are just some indicators that we follow, and it's not one. Use one indicator, you're screwed. There's a few that we follow, and we don't give that much importance to either because, again, price is everything. Volume along with it helps, but price is everything. Everything else is noise. So we measure sentiment in a few ways. Number one, the amount of newsletter writers that are bullish versus bearish. And why do we use that? Well, it just works. When it goes to extremes, when they're too bullish, it's getting you close. Same for the American Association of Individual Investors survey. And we're just letting you know it's at a very high bullish number right now. Again, it's not a pinpoint indicator. We've seen times where it goes very high and then comes back down and the market doesn't get hit. So we'll see. We also follow put-call ratios. And basically, that's the options market. It's how many and how big are buying puts versus calls. Puts are betting on the market going down. Calls are betting on it going up. So, and this is more of a short-term indicator, but it works pretty darn well. When there is massive put buying, it usually means everybody's betting down, which means we're going up, and vice versa. And I'm sure you've heard about the VIX. We're not big followers of the VIX, except to say when it goes to extremes. And right now, it's an extreme low. All's quiet. All's fine. Everything's good. And the VIX is notorious when it's very quiet and very low that eventually it doesn't get quiet. It gets loud and turns up, which means the market comes down some. Conversely, when it's spiking up and nasty and ugly and you combine it with a lot of put buying and everybody bearish, usually it's probably the market ready to bottom. And there are a few other little things. If we see a ton of insider selling in the market or insider buying, that's not a contrary indicator. That's just part of sentiment. Froth in the market. Are dollar stocks going to three? Are biotech companies with no sales doubling in a week because the drug did better than placebo in stage one trial, but it's still 5 years before being able to be sold? That's what we mean by sentiment. Simple as that. And we keep them all together and we watch. And again, right now, for good reason, bullishness is getting to be what I consider to be somewhat off the charts, which means very bullish. Everybody's very comfy. Nothing can go wrong. And again, does not mean the market's going to go down. But what it does mean is we keep it in the file manager knowing it. And we've seen times where markets keep rallying and sentiment stays bearish, and that's the best of all worlds. But just right now, it's creeping in there. So just be aware of that. It's at a little bit of a bullish extreme. We've seen it much more extreme than this, though. So just remember, extreme can get very extreme. Very extreme can get over-the-top extreme. So you never know at one point. But we are letting you know again right now. Also, we're starting to see some IPOs come out. We're starting to see a bunch of secondaries come out. And what does that do? Put supply onto the market. That's part of our sentiment gauge also. And if you notice, in the last year, there hardly been any. And that may have been a little bit of a clue. So just keep that in mind. If you go through O'Neill's book, I think a bunch of this stuff's in there. And then we added a few of our own little thingamabobs to the equation. And again, when all of it's put together, and everything fits into the puzzle, that's where we tend to worry. So stay tuned. You have a great evening. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure. Do make sure you hug your children. Night-night all.
For joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.